Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Poor Man's Podcast. I'm actually recording this time. My name is Chris. Along with me this week, we have the beautiful Shaylee Baby.
Ow, ow.
I think I butchered the name.
No, it was literally the most perfect thing you've ever fucking said.
Oh my God. That's why she's on here. She's a yes man, and she's here to laugh at me. And along with us this week, Lundo Fresh.
What's up?
Yes!
There we go.
I wasn't ready for it.
Phil, yeah. I didn't know what to do.
I thought you were...
I've never had a guest.
The so, Mr. Fitz, you know?
Mr. Fitz.
Mr. Fitz.
No fits in you, Shay.
Look at you.
Honestly, the older the
They call
better.
Him the skeleton key. You know why?
Tell
that
us.
Fit anyway.
Tell us why right now.
There he's a,
Tell
there
us
we
why.
Go. I brought in people to laugh at me this week, if you haven't noticed.
Professional.
Yeah, they're only getting paid a small amount, but they are getting on the books to laugh at me.
You're getting paid then?
Yeah, he wasn't supposed to disclose that in public.
Yeah, you guys Damn are getting, it's a big pay gap.
I just came here to look at
like 70 cents on the dollar would be a lot better than you're getting in this deal.
Yeah, so like in the pay gap, I got like a dollar and you didn't
That's
get
That's usually
one,
how my Friday nights go, yeah. 70 cents, you know?
Yeah.
Just Where? Throw it at the tits, I'm good to go.
Hey there. Now, Shay, she
Talk
said,
to you, me.
Yeah, okay, I don't remember what I was going to say. I'm not used to all the energy in the room.
You're welcome.
I know. It's a pleasant surprise.
I'm kind of pissed you threw me a curveball off the bat. You're like, yo, it's Lundo Fresh.
I thought that.
I'm like, yo, it's Shaylee, baby. How you doing? Blah, blah.
Yeah,
I'm like,
oh, I yeah, right, yeah, my inflection talk. Set that up like I was going to say more. Like, Shay, how are you doing?
Fucking great.
Oh, okay. I'm just going to ask every question like that. Like, there's more to it.
The
and then
fact
just,
that
just
you're
an
biting
awkward
your lip after
yeah.
every word.
I think I'm biting my lip because
me.
I'm mirroring what you're doing. Because I don't bite my lip.
You're doing it because I'm here and you're yeah. fucking welcome. You know?
I felt like I've never been more here. I'm very present with you guys in my presence.
I wouldn't want to be anywhere
and
else.
And it's like a gift.
Yeah.
I am your gift.
Yeah. Did you know London means Fortress of the Moon? I don't know if a lot of people knew that.
Talk to me about that right now. Yeah. I need to know more.
It's Please, the super moon London. Tonight.
Let me know.
It means I was born on the moon, and oh I created God. The fortress, and that's how I got the name. That's more or less how it is, I think.
Oh, my
maybe
God.
Maybe.
I think.
I'm about to Google it, because I'm liking what I'm hearing.
Yeah. Well, Google the pink super moon. That was your... Shay's supposed to be the news girl now, okay? For now on... As long as Shay wants to be on the show today, only probably, hopefully, Shay will tell us all the news we need to know about the supermoon just tonight. And then
honestly,
that'll be her one time on. Thank you.
If I know how to spell, I got you guys. Just give me a second.
S U P E R.
Again?
S.
Slower? The first part? So, oh my God, supermoon. You know, that's happening tonight.
Moon starts with a silent K.
Does it?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. I would put a C, but I'm going to change it now.
Yeah. Like pneumonia?
Like
Have
Shay?
You ever smelled pneumonia?
No. Pneumonia, like, it kind of smells like...
like cat piss.
Like cat litter with piss in it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, you mix
Wouldn't
it up.
Wouldn't you be really stupid if you accidentally mix that up?
Oh, my God. Pneumonia. Smell. You said pneumonia?
I think that's Ugh. What somebody might have said.
Who said that?
I don't know. Somebody really stupid.
Dumb. Dumb as hell. And I don't have time for that.
Yeah, we don't have time to get into it.
So, but the pink moon is the first supermoon. Did you know that?
It's a trendsetter moon.
The first pink supermoon? Because yeah. we've had supermoons before.
It's the first pink supermoon.
This year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or but forever. Not really sure. I
We've
read
had
two.
Pink
I read
moons
two
before,
words.
I believe. Wait. Yeah, maybe read more into it before right. first supermoon.
I'm gonna hit bop it on this the week. on the game so it can pass. You know.
Yeah.
I'm bopping it over to London.
Okay.
Now.
Yeah, I was just gonna get into London because Shay's hogged the mic, and that's what we were afraid of. Because
yes,
she just
I
steals.
Have.
She just comes in and steals all. This is the Shay show with the Poor Man podcast featured on it.
Honestly, but, if you don't love it. You will,
yeah.
you know?
Anyway, let's get into the actual guest. I'm kidding.
Wait, on the pink moon thing, I think it's funny when that shit comes out. It's like the meteor storm, like the pink moon, the orange moon, the red moon.
Yeah.
It's like,
this only happens
1.7 billion years.
Yeah.
And like you're telling me my lifespan lined up with this pink moon?
Yeah,
like,
all
I gotta
of them.
Look at that shit.
Yeah. Well, they got all the moons, I guess.
I feel like
there
the
is
pink
like
moon's
a blue
for me.
Super, yeah.
It is.
I think it is.
My birthday's on Wednesday. It's like for me.
I'm so sick of you bringing up your birthday every
I don't,
opportunity.
Like, it's not even mine.
Yeah. It's not yours.
You know what I mean?
It's
like not even
you
mine.
You share it with a lot of people, probably.
No, I don't. Superman. It's only mine. I'm the only one.
The supermoon.
The supermoon shares it
oh
with me.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Well, All maybe right. it is a pink supermoon.
I'm passing it off. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. We were going to get into London anyway because
That's rude.
For the few of you who do listen, unlike Shay, from the show's past. Oh my she God. Pretends to come in and be a super fan. She's a super liar. Is
I'm
what
a super
she
fucking
is.
Fan of you.
Yeah, okay. She's a super liar. Killed it with the timing.
Honestly, on point, you guys.
She's a super liar. It's still a delay. Whatever. We'll work on that. I'll edit it. It'll be better.
We're going to help you.
I'm not going to edit. We're going to help you. I don't edit well.
No, please don't.
Yeah. But this London is here for the third time. Oh, yeah. Let's get into this.
Not just Shay?
Not just Shay. Mm. And London opened his own barbershop in, what is it, Beaver? Manaka. Speak up. Get closer.
Oh, sorry.
There we go.
Speak a little louder.
He has such a good speaking voice, according to the woman at the bike shop.
Yeah, she did tell me I had a nice... she ran, like I said, I went to the bike shop earlier. She ran me through all my information. She's like, what's your first name? I tell her. I go, yeah. And people always mess it up. Like, I'll say London, and they're like, Logan. Landon? I'm like, no, it's London. Yeah, London, yeah. Like, London. They're like, yeah, Logan, I got you. Like, no, it's London. Like, L-O-N?
It's a pretty famous city.
Yeah, like, right.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I was thinking that, but I was like, maybe I'm deaf.
I was going to say, it's like New York City, but no one's named New York City.
No?
No. Not that I know of.
I'm sure it's out there somewhere.
Are we sure?
No.
Isn't there like a famous person that's named like New York?
It'll be a Kardashian at some point. There will be a New York Kardashian.
I don't know. Whose name is New
York? If there's a New York Kardashian, there'd be a London Kardashian.
Oh, is it like Jay-Z's kid?
What's her name? Isn't there somebody famous named New York?
I love New York.
She's a fucking porn star. That's why I know her.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that's what she said in my phone. Okay.
She's on a quest for love like Flava Flav.
There you go. Okay. There you go.
Come on. Watch a little VH1 back in the day. Come on.
Don't sully her good name by saying that she's a porn star. She has some my class. Bad. She's New York.
It was reality TV, not porn.
Damn it. That's all I watched, so I wasn't sure. You know
what I've been watching a lot recently?
Tell me.
Is Baking Master Chef Junior Championship from 2012. Mm. Uh-huh. Mm. It's, hot topics these days.
Yeah.
A lot of people are talking about coronavirus and racism or whatever, which is why I'm trying to get away from that and just watch Chef cook way better than I ever could from 8 years ago.
The junior chefs cook way better.
Oh,
what's
that's
your
what
favorite
saying.
Dish? Tell me right now.
My favorite dish that they make on the show or just
I am now
general?
The host, you know?
Let's put Chris on the spot. I like this.
Okay, what...
Let's flip the script.
I like
what it. What is my favorite thing to eat?
I'm talking about dish. Specifically your favorite
forever.
Dish.
One meal forever at any point of the day. That's all you
probably
got,
pizza.
Brother.
That's it.
Probably right. Pizza.
Like, what's your toppings, though?
Pepperoni, sausage, and bacon.
Oh, my God. Right. The sausage
maybe green
part
peppers.
Got me.
Yeah, that will.
You lost me. I'm getting a wine.
He lost you.
Oh,
I can eat it, though.
No.
I can eat a lot of things, but I can eat that, you know?
I don't know, but I don't like it. Makes the pizza too soggy.
You
think
eat
so?
It all in one sitting.
Yeah, because of the juices.
Yeah,
but
you know. I think you should cook the pizza, then throw the pineapple on, chilled afterwards.
Have you had the cauliflower pizza yet?
Yeah.
Have you?
I mean,
you hate
it. I've had like homemade cauliflower pizza.
You didn't like it.
It tasted okay, but it's like you got to eat it with a spoon. You're not gonna eat it like
no
pizza.
No way. I buy the cauliflower pizza crust, right?
Oh, well, you cheat. So I mean, yeah, that's fine.
No doubt.
No, you're a great chef. Wow.
I'm literally
chef
junior
Boyardee.
Chef. Yeah, for this
chef
dick.
Boyardee's
so
nuts.
Honestly,
give you a cheese ravioli.
Thank you. That's the only reason why I'm
beef.
Here, you guys.
For the cheese ravioli.
That's what I'm hoping my
it's
tip
not
is.
For the fireball. We're gonna pay you in cheese ravioli.
So he only bought two things of Fireball. When I say two things, I mean like maybe a little bit bigger than those little bottles and a lot smaller than the big bottle.
Yeah, you
know? You know what? You know what Jess said? I was like, it's Shay's birthday. She was like, you should get a balloon. And I was like, I already ordered a gift online first off. She's like, it's from us. And I was like, yeah, our gift. I forgot. Our gift.
I would have thought
I'm
it was
kidding.
Just from Jess,
yeah,
honestly.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But then I thought I'd get those for you too.
That was the sweetest thing.
Yeah, it's still
ever.
Not enough, though. It's strange.
It is.
It's still not enough.
Like, it's not, you guys. It was like maybe four shots.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm more of like a 10-shot person.
You. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay,
cool. I feel like we were getting to the point of something with London. Have I even said London opened a barbershop yet?
London hasn't talked one time, so that's like my bad.
Yeah, no, we were trying to plug his barbershop because he does a great job. And
just mute my mic.
Yeah, please, Shay. Come on, man.
London, I'm like really sorry. No, you know, but I'm about to hype you up. So you
can I be London's subconscious?
Shut up. I'm a good listener. I'll sit here and listen.
That's his voice. His subconscious is a completely, completely different voice. Oh no, I'm London's subconscious.
I'm a Scottish subconscious.
Yeah, it's closer to the bagpipes. That's such a bad Scottish accent.
Oh, that got better.
Yeah, that was kind of Wales at the end. Yeah. I can say Scottish.
Yeah. Oh my God, the facial expression is literally what makes it, you guys.
I hate myself.
I want the Japanese voice. Give me the Japanese voice.
Oh, London or Bubba Shaw. Yeah. I was all about the poor man's podcast until he started putting down Asian culture. If anything, I respect Asian culture more than anybody. Okay?
Oh,
Revere
yeah.
Wood.
Oh, yeah.
I'm all about Asian persuasion.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. The Asian persuasion.
Pretty good.
There we go. Got it. It was a little bit. It took a little bit of time, but it worked.
Yeah. So, honestly, I didn't know that London opened up his own barbershop.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
I had no idea. Where's it at?
It's in Monaca, right by the bus garage in Monaca, 2000 Beaver Ave.
Nice.
I do my thing.
How long?
I've been there for over a year now.
Wow.
Stacked.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I love it.
Congratulations.
Yeah, and in July.
You're really good.
It's very calming in there. His barbershop has a great vibe, which is nice for when you're getting your hair cut.
Yeah. I try to make like a garden that heals you.
It's very zen garden. You need like a rock garden with one of those cool rakes.
Oh, stop it.
Like my whole goal is to give you a time to just relax and treat yourself. Yeah. Like if you pay for the time, I might as well make it worth it for you.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
It's well worth it.
I'm liking this.
So
I need to go and see it.
Anybody who needs a haircut, where can we find you on Instagram, Facebook, whatever, MySpace?
Lundo's Barbershop on Instagram.
I put all the links in on the site. Easy for me to say. But please tell
that,
everybody.
Chris. I appreciate that big time.
But sorry to interrupt. Please go on. What else can they find you on?
No, you can go on Facebook. Facebook, if you look up my name, just London Fitz. And then on Instagram, that's like Instagram is my main platform that I do everything off. So if like you just message me on there, follow me, do your thing, like I'll get a hold of you and we can book it up.
Yeah, and I'll put the link in. Look at his pictures. He does great work. So definitely look at that. Check him out. And like I said, it's an enjoyable experience. Get your hair cut there.
I wish I knew my YouTube name, because if I knew my YouTube name, I could like put
why
you
are we
on
not,
the video.
We'll look it up right now. What do you mean?
Shit, yeah, that's why Shay's here.
That's literally why I'm here, you guys.
Shay's here to ask questions too. Shay's so much.
Oh, I'm just.
That's why you're here, is to take the heavy lifting off
me. He's trying to say that I'm nosy in a very nice way. And
no,
I
want you to
that.
Be there, because I'm not nosy. I'm very.
Very nosy.
I think my channel is just Darth Vader. I got 22 subscribers, baby. Let's
First
of all, you better have triple that after this podcast.
I hope so. I'm sure.
With your voice on it.
Oh, my God. Stop.
I know. You're going to be people's ringtone one day, Shay.
Honestly, if you don't play me in the bedroom late at night, I don't want it. Want it.
We need phone sex operator Shay on here. Right. I think that's what this is begging for.
I used to work at Adam and Eve. Don't tempt me.
Hey, I'm not.
I'll flip this real quick.
If anyone's tempted, it's this guy over here.
I'll flip this really quick.
Yeah. We're going to work on that. We're going to, you know, poor man's a prostitution.
We're turning that to a poor girl's prostitution, because I'm with it and still broke. God, you know?
Yeah. You should follow them both.
Yeah. We're going to get that up on Instagram.
Might turn this into a video thing, you know?
Yeah, there we go.
That would really get the viewers. Not just the listeners.
Yeah, hey. We'll have an above-the-desk camera and a below-the-desk camera for the podcast. Above.
I'm only the below.
Only fans below the desk. There you go, Shay.
Stop
only
it.
Only podcast fans.
Stop.
Look at this. We can't have our business model out in the open like
yeah,
this.
Yeah, no, so that's
somebody's
a whole TR.
Somebody's going to try to steal you.
Is that a TR or just an R? Because I'm not really sure how that works.
I don't
trademark
know.
Or just reserved?
Why are you asking me, man?
All right, never mind. I was just
TR
kidding.
Ask a super specific business question of the guy who doesn't know anything.
Copyright?
If I knew super business questions.
I think it's TM, but I don't know. What are you looking? Are you still looking for him?
Is it Darth? You said it was Darth Vader.
Vader.
Vader with an F.
Are we saying V or are we saying F. Like F. Pam like or
you,
Pan?
Pan? Are you saying Pan? Pan?
Are you saying Pan?
Fade. Fade.
Are you saying fade like a fade? Or like a fade?
Like a barber would cut a fade?
Like a fade. Are you saying
fade? Haircut?
Are you saying
yeah.
F.
Fade?
F is for fade. Like don't a fade? The F.
All right, I'm on
it, I think
you guys.
It might be a PH, actually.
That's what I was confused about. Yeah, okay. You know?
Yeah, I could see that. You were trying to...
Thank you. Thank you for getting it.
My pleasure. There was something I wanted to address last week for the people who did listen to the show. And I wrote them all down, and I don't know.
Can you read your own writing?
No, but because I do voice, like my voice command all the time, and then it changes what I say, and I don't know what it's saying. I just have organ donor. I don't know what that means.
Is this it right here? Just take the phone. I'm no longer the looker-upper. I'm just the hype man, you guys.
Yeah.
When it's silent, you guys get to listen to me.
Well take that's, a little drinky that's why drink. You are here.
Mm-hmm. So tell me more. Tell me more, because I have seen people who have gotten their hair done. Is that what it is, hair done?
Yeah.
When it's still a barber?
Yeah,
I think it's hair did.
When they get their hair did?
Yeah, when it's your hair did.
When they get their hair did? And it looks really good.
No, I appreciate it.
Like
that.
Super kudos, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, look, I'm so it's an art, right? Vid.
It is an art. Yeah. It's a super art.
It's a super There's art that for one super video moon.
That's on your. Oh my God, I like
super
that.
Moon, super moon fortress.
Super art.
Super art.
What's the man version of fortress? Forter.
I know. Fortress is pretty aggressive.
I thought fortress was gender neutral, being a building.
It's unisex. Honestly, when I Isn't think of like fortress, I think of like a girl like in vines, like running through the woods.
Okay,
you
so
know?
Because you think of the word in the incorrect way, Thank we you. Should all think of it that way.
Honestly,
fortress
I
fortress should be feminine because instead of you thinking of a fortress, you think of a woman in vines. That's on us.
Is it not way
we
hard,
should do
harder?
Better as a society? It doesn't matter what we think.
You know, it only does actually
Words
matter
have
what
meanings
I think
for a reason. So we're all do on they? The same page about fortress.
Throw me but the craziest you like word you know. Throw me the craziest word that you know right now, so I can tell. You
Jalopy.
Exactly what it doesn't mean. That's fucking jalapeno. I don't even know what you're saying.
it's like a car, like a old car that just
a
like,
jalopy.
Yeah, man, look it
Spell
up.
It exactly. It's not even real.
Jalap. I don't know if it starts with a
it's
J.
It's J A L A P E. Straight up.
Jalape.
N O. High five. That was what? Nice.
Like
it's
the
a jalapeno.
The N got the
it's jalapeno. You know,
like a little swoop above it.
Jalapeno.
Oh, okay, you're changing.
Do you know?
I think you just changed. I don't like that face at all.
I need another word.
To what? To say the wrong thing? Notebook.
Yes. Are you saying?
Tell us what it doesn't mean. This is entertaining. We should do this segment all the time. We should have led with
what
this.
What it doesn't mean.
What are you saying?
Tell us what a chair doesn't mean.
Are you saying a stool?
You can't even answer it, though. Come
yeah,
on, Chet.
No,
it's way
anything.
Too long
you
to
say
answer
anything.
What a chair is.
Are you saying
a chair
a
means
stool?
A muscle car. Like,
are you saying a stool?
First off, with all the options,
is
a
it
stool
a high?
Is still way too close.
Yeah, right.
Listen.
Like, you could have said a stink bug. You could have said a
I'm
tire.
Thinking, okay, so like you guys want me to
cat.
Say what's wrong.
You said a stool, another sitting item with four legs.
Come the only on, thing Chet. That I was thinking of when you said stool was somebody's face.
Things you sit on?
Yep. Are we cheersing to that?
Yeah.
Are we cheersing?
No,
what is that?
Yet. Give me a second.
Now I'm upset. I'm cheersing on my own,
server,
you guys.
Liam. He's trying to get cocktail server Liam.
Liam, you handsome man.
I know. Liam's a hero. Yeah. Liam's the best.
Oh, yes, Liam.
Teach him at a young age.
He should be the man beverages. Getting the haircut. He needs one.
He does. Liam.
Are we doing this live? Are we doing this
Actually,
right now?
Liam,
podcast?
Get on the mic. Liam, get on the mic real quick.
Come on, bro.
I'm turning your mic on.
Liam, yeah. I can't wait to hear
bro.
You.
Finally, some
oh
stability.
My gosh.
The only one in here with any Woo-hoo! Podcast experience.
Yeah, my man. Here we go.
Yes, Liam.
There we go. Get on the mic.
Say something
you know
loud and proud, baby.
Yeah, introduce
Mike's
yourself.
Mike's hot, dude. Talk.
Yes, Liam.
Okay.
Don't be shy.
Do you want to get a haircut?
No.
Talk into the mic. There you go.
No.
No? You like it? You're going to grow it long?
Yeah.
Go like Thor. You're gonna drop
Thor's
the
my
hammer.
Favorite. My favorite.
Hey, you know what the Hemsworth have in common with us, man?
Preach.
Chris and Liam, right?
Yeah. That was the most brilliant thing I've literally ever heard.
That was good for sure.
We're way better looking too, right?
Oh my God, way better.
Hells
I was gonna
yeah,
say
right?
it. Mm-hmm. I was gonna say it. Look at those beautiful eyes. Like I can't even stand it. Most handsome man
That's
I've ever
That's why
seen.
He has the blue headphones to go with the eyes and the blue shirt.
Imagine
wow.
his whole outfit.
I know.
He's in
if
here
you guys
right
can
now.
See this.
Good job. Is there anything you want to tell anybody? How was your day at school today? Tell everyone.
Good.
Yeah. Tell us something good that happened. What happened at school? Good talk. All
right. Liam, listen, you're the best one here right now.
Yeah, come on, let me hear it.
I know.
You literally sound better than all of us, baby. Tell us something we want to hear.
All right. tell us your favorite superhero, and then you can be done.
Yeah, let me hear it.
I'll tell you why you're wrong.
Preach.
Iron Man.
Ooh,
Iron Man.
That's a good pick.
Right.
That's a good pick. I'll side with that.
Yeah, as far as Marvel goes, Iron Man's legit pick.
Right. Iron Man's badass because you're just like a regular guy, you know what I mean? But you got the suit, what makes you like the alpha. People can't fuck with you because you got the
Iron
suit.
Man. Yeah, way to put your suit on to actually be somebody cool, you guys.
Iron Man?
No, but you're saving people. You're doing your thing. You can fly. You got the pad.
First
you
off,
got everything.
Anything like that, Batman and Iron Man immediately become cooler because they agree.
First of all, don't talk about Batman. Agree. That's my main man.
Batman is my favorite.
Everyone knows Batman's the best.
Not even debatable.
That being said, we'll go from there. We all agree on that. Okay. We don't have to bring it up again because it's a given.
It's done. Yeah,
for the geometry people out there, it's
stamp
a given.
Of approval.
Okay, when we're doing our proof.
If anybody ever asked me who, like, if I was like the superhero, who my pick would be, and I always say Wolverine, and that always throws people off.
Yeah,
like, why Wolverine? I'm like, motherfucker's a savage, bro. Yeah. Have you seen the movies? Like, he can heal himself. You got the claws, and again, like, you're the closest
Wolverine
thing to, like,
is
not
a
being
good
like way too out there. Like, you don't have like super speed or you can fly. Like, that's too out there. Like, Wolverine just came to fuck you up, and I'm here for that.
That's what I was saying. And it's funny, that's what I was trying to say. The energy in the room when it went from whatever to best superhero was like click. Everyone's on now. But yeah, Batman and Iron Man are just regular people who everyone's like, well, his superhero here super thing is being super rich.
Yeah, like Thor.
Okay, but Being rich is plausible.
Yes.
Being bitten by a spider and being able to shoot webs isn't. You know, being from another planet, being the Hulk is not plausible. Mm-hmm. It's unlikely. Oh, it's unlikely that you'll be right. Well, Jeff Bezos could. I mean, he's lacking. And I mean, he's not near Batman right now that
honestly,
I know of. Or he's great at it. I mean, because people didn't
know
Bruce Wayne was him.
No.
I was
going to
say, he might be incognito.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't want to throw him under the bus.
But I'm not trying to give him that credit either. He doesn't deserve
that
credit.
We're throwing
him under. Making a big anti-Bezos stance.
Thank you. Wow. Okay. Kind of like what I say kind of goes.
Yeah.
No, I'm a little bit upset, you guys. So.
I don't remember the point that I was getting at anyway. Oh, Iron Man's cool. But yeah, the other ones, it's stupid. I don't. It's like in a scary movie when you find out it's just like aliens. It's just so cheap. Like, I don't want to figure out how this all happened.
I agree.
It just is.
Right.
Oh, we got bitten by the thing. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Wow.
Yeah. It's weak stare.
Honestly, I have a picture of a spider bite on my thigh, and if you zoom in, it's pretty fucking gnarly, and I don't have any other superpowers than what I already did.
I know. Everybody on your super fans, only fans.
Yeah, hell yeah. It's called super fans because there's a lot of them, you know?
I get it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, explain it.
Oh, yeah. So.
You love clearing your voice on there. You're a beast.
I'm just making sure my throat's ready for anything that comes at it. You know what I mean?
Hey. That's so dumb.
I love whenever I leave people speechless. It's kind of my thing, you guys.
Oh, God. Overpowering personality, Shay.
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
We're just
going to
mute you a little bit. Just a little bit of a mute.
Just turn me down.
No, I'm kidding.
Turn me down.
Who could turn down that face?
Thank y'all. Or this voice. Thank y'all.
I know.
So, like, let me just ask this, because there's a lot of opinions on it.
Yeah, please. This should be more about me.
There should be more about Shay, is what he's saying. Do you like Suicide Squad?
Okay.
You know? You didn't think that's what I was going to say?
Not at all.
You know?
Not
so I like
all.
Throwing
Where
you for a
come
loop.
From? Where the fuck did that come from? That was,
hey, everyone's laughing. How
keep you guys on your toes.
Yourself?
Yeah, right. Like, in a squad fashion.
I noticed at this moment, for the first time, you're not currently thinking about suicide.
Yeah, no, I always
Why
am.
Is that?
That's why it's
I didn't
suicide.
See Suicide Squad. Is Suicide
what?
Squad?
I didn't see it.
Is that the one with Queen?
It
or
is.
Not,
no,
that's
it is.
How,
no, you
that's
fucking
how we
got
met.
It.
That's how Shay and I met.
Let me just tell you about how
you
on the way
it,
here.
I don't really remember it so much.
On the way here, that
how
song
funny.
Played for the first time in weeks.
Get the fuck
And
out
I died. I literally
Look at
died.
You guys are both having things that happen. It's meant to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's meant
Honestly.
To be.
No, meant to be was being here with you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Anyhow, the point of the story is what? Who is it? 30 Seconds to Mart? No.
Yeah,
Panic
Jared
of the
Leto,
Disco?
Jared Leto.
Yeah, no, God. He's in it, but who does the song?
Okay, it was Panic at the Disco. Yeah, Panic at the Disco. And let me just put it out there before he has anything to say, you guys, honestly. They did a really good job for what they were given. For what they were given.
The first
given.
Time I met Shay, I was a little, I had a couple drinks probably. And
yeah, just a couple, right, babe? Just a couple.
How much is a couple?
I had a couple.
In Chris's world, that's 400.
Yeah, I had to clarify. I had to clarify.
We were I don't think that was the night that I puked into the cup and then drank that.
It was 100% like the night you guys.
That was, oh, was it that night?
Because the first night that I met him, wow, we went at each other's throats.
Strong first impression.
Yeah, and nice. Then he threw up in a green here. Cup. We're still here. A green cup. He threw up in it and fucking champed that shit and took it back like nobody saw. But here we know I'm nosy. Recycle. So you know I'm I green, saw man. It.
Yeah. Chris, you know? I laugh about
and the
this.
Dumbest stuff that came out of anyone's mouth that day was you saying Panic at the Disco could hold a candle to Queen.
I didn't fucking say that, you guys. I literally said what they were given. They did really fucking good.
I he remember heard things differently.
Only his two drinks in. He heard. Yeah.
I said.
Oh my God. Panic at the Disco is way better than Queen. Yeah. They fucking trumped them.
I probably heard what I wanted.
Oh, no, he doesn't do anything like that, yeah. Right?
I don't hear things halfway and then completely overreact.
No, not you, babe. Not you.
I barely have strong opinions over things that don't matter.
Oh, yeah, like me. I don't like even talk that much.
I know.
You know?
This is a side note. I don't know that I've talked about this on the show too much about cereals, but that's usually something if I ask you about cereal at a bar, cut me off.
Absolutely. Never cut you off.
Because that means I'm...
Never cut you
he's
off.
He's going to be aggressively annoying.
What do you mean by cereals? Can you elaborate, sir?
Yeah. So like a breakfast grain-based food.
Okay. Pencil sharpeners.
And a bowl.
Yeah. Pencil sharpeners.
And a bowl.
You prefer a bowl or a plate?
I like a bowl.
Okay.
I like a bowl.
I threw the plate in for a curveball.
You know?
I like that. I do use a fork.
Really serious about a cereal.
Right? Oh, yeah. You have to use a fork, right? You don't want your cereal to be too soggy.
But anyway, I remember. Let it
drain. I like soggy cereal.
You need a good opinion. It's good to have it's good to have both for the texture. You like a little al dente,
and then it's always good to have both. You know?
Okay. Yeah. Do you know what the guy from Captain Crunch's name is?
Tell me.
The chef?
I'm going to say Captain Crunch.
It's not.
Chris Hopper.
Believe it or not. Believe it or not, Captain Crunch is not the spokesman
for Cinnamon Toast Crunch. You threw me for a
loop. Don't lie to me. Don't ruin my childhood dreams.
His name is Wendell.
Are you saying Gwendol?
Yes.
Are you saying
Gwendol? Gwendol Pandemonia is his name.
Oh, my God.
Edumamu Bukaki.
Yes. Honestly,
that'll be a great drop for the future. That's 27. I got to write down 27 minutes in. Remind myself.
Screenshot that really quick, you know?
I just not remember.
Sorry, I didn't mean to just drop that on you guys real quick.
No, you're honestly, right.
That I was probably that, the best thing that's ever happened
that
to me.
That went to a pre-show when I should have been recording it back when we had good material before the mics were on. Just like the, have you seen the Mortal Kombat movie? I guess that's a big deal.
Yeah, super big deal. But then I heard that like the reviews were shit, but the movie's good.
I can't imagine a Mortal Kombat movie not having a big plot.
You know?
Yeah. How many characters can you go through?
I don't know.
I want to finish him all the time.
I see a couple finishers. You see like three finishers. I'm like, all right, like what's next? Mix it up a little bit.
I heard there were, one of them. I shouldn't base my opinion on.
Oh, are you about to ruin the plot?
I didn't see
ruin it for me, baby. Ruin it.
No, I'm glad I brought that up because I was complaining. I was giving Liam a really hard talk about never ruining movies for people because that's what the scum of the earth does.
Don't do that, Liam.
Don't ever do it. Don't ruin
no,
anyone
don't.
Who ruins surprises. Jess ruined Sons of Anarchy for me. She.
Oh,
I don't believe that, you guys. I don't believe it.
Come on.
She I don't believe it. Loves to ruin everything because she only takes joy in my non-joy.
Honestly, though, when I come over, I literally tag team with her because
there's
joy...
a direct inverse correlation between her joy and my despair. My joy and her joy.
It's a reverse correlation.
There's a direct correlation between my despair and her joy.
Yet he's still here,
guys. She's anti-joy.
Yet he's still
because
here.
Because I'm a masochist. Masochrist, if you will. That'd be my rapper name.
Oh, my God.
Masochrist on the track.
You better drop some shit down. If you don't drop some shit right now. If you don't freestyle
for us. You better go
us.
Get me some tampons because my flow's heavy, girl.
Oh, my God. I'm loving it.
Jess is about to slide out of her seat. It's so
Chris. So wet over there.
Chris.
Honestly, I'm jealous.
You can use that. What? That's what tampons
That's what those
they
are made
should have
for.
It on the box.
If it's not your face, I don't want to shove it inside me.
Cool. We'll work on the marketing team with Tampon. Hey, I know you've gone with pure white for the last however long.
But if we could change
that.
If we
could get my face on that.
And only Christopher's.
Yes, exactly. I feel like the market would really be receptive for that.
Honestly, I'll buy him right out.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey.
Thank you. Giving those as party favors.
Cool. Can't wait to go to that party. You want to go to the menstrual party? It's in Chase this week. I heard
honestly,
she's giving out favors.
Honestly, I saw this thing where they were like, this girl was like, somebody needs to open up a bar called the Period Bar, and it's open from like all day till midnight.
I bet that would be a blast.
And if Chris's face isn't plastered on every tampon I give out inside of your fucking martini.
I just spit everywhere.
He did. He did.
Your
spit.
Mic caught that great.
I'm making not him enough. Extra wet.
No, spit on it first, girl. We have to not have Shay on this because my grandma's going to listen and be like, okay.
Oh, yeah. If we could put like the R-rated on there, you know, just kind of like a warning.
I'm kidding. My grandma doesn't listen. That would involve supporting me.
Oh, yeah. No.
Emotionally.
What's a grandma? What's a dad? Should we talk about that?
My dad's a gem. My dad's a saint.
Hmm.
Oh,
must
not
be
for
fucking
you.
Nice.
Okay, never mind.
Honestly, though. Whoa.
Yeah,
should
I have
we
a great
talk
relationship.
About tragedies
my,
here?
My dad is pretty much my hero and has never done wrong by me in my life. But please go on about yours.
Yeah, no, honestly, it's all about me and I wouldn't know how that fucking feels. You guys want to talk about tragedies?
Cool. Let's go back to suicide.
I'm already fucking there.
All right. She brought it up and it was random and you went back to it like it was random. Yeah. I'm like, all right, enough about that. What about suicide? How are we doing?
Let's not have a bunch of people with mental problems on the show.
What do you mean? In. Only
it's,
a couple of me
like
have mental problems.
Down. This is how this week's gone. By the way, I don't even know if the show will be back in a couple weeks. I'm sure this is just a manic state I'm going through.
If this is a manic state, I want you to never fucking leave.
If you're pretty good at a manic state. State's been going, well, yeah, you gotta roll. Oh, you love a manic state.
No, right.
What?
You gotta
who
own it. If you're in it, you gotta
honestly?
Own it. Especially if you acknowledge it. If you acknowledge you're in a manic state, just ride it out.
I just bought a bunch of Game of Thrones toys I'm never gonna need. That's manic.
Yeah. Are you saying you bought toys?
Yeah.
I'm more into this conversation than what I was.
Yeah. I got the Night King.
Oh my God.
Daenerys Targaryen, breaker of chains.
Say it deeper.
Yeah. Does the Night King start in the morning?
I don't know. I'm Jim Crisop.
I've waited all night for that. He still doesn't know.
Anybody could ask a question.
He still don't know.
Let me tell you
how
red his face is.
Because I don't know what the question is.
I said, does the Night King start in the morning?
I don't know what that means.
Does the Night King start in the morning?
In
he's
the
a night guy. He's a night guy. But if he's the king, he gotta be able to run the shit all day.
Do you mean like, is he nocturnal?
Can he see in the dark?
Is he an owl?
Yeah.
Can he wake
What's
up and
What's his variation?
Just
What's his
go?
Variation?
He's like an iced zombie. Have you seen the show?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, then.
I haven't seen the show either, but I still really enjoy the question that London had.
Yeah, because if you see the show, he is out all the time.
Oh my God.
All right. Well, I apologize to everybody that's been into the show because I just like messed that up.
I know.
Big
there's
time.
A problem.
I'm not apologizing.
The host off,
there's only
all.
A handful. No. I mean, I could ask questions like, you know, are hats those?
Yeah, if they're going on your head.
Yeah. Are they?
If Let me tell you how
okay, I
can
answer
the question at all.
Yes, yes, he does.
You could throw most things at me. I think I could answer. You could hit me some random questions. I think I have an answer for you.
Okay. Well, I'll
it
work
depends
on
how PG or R-rated this show is.
Either way, I can give you an
I put
answer.
The explicit on it. Do you think the Night King starts in the morning?
Smart.
Yeah, because he's a king.
Okay.
Because
well,
even here, hear me
yes?
out. Wait, hear me out on
my
this.
My problem
though.
Is I put thought and effort into my answers.
Wait,
I don't.
Like, no, that's what I'm trying to get there. I'm trying to get there. If like okay. if you're gonna ask me if the Night King yeah. comes out in the morning,
I would say yes. Yeah. Watching the show, seeing him there. So,
and again, I didn't watch the show. But like, if
well, that's
a
major plot.
If if he's a king, he can do it no matter what. And no matter where you are, like some point in the world, at least I think, like at some point it's night. You know what I mean? So he got to bounce around.
Okay.
Oh, I threw you off again. Like
I appreciate the question. It's not that I'm thrown off. It's that I'm put. I am thrown off because I don't understand what you're asking me. But it could be that
Does
I didn't understand.
Does he last
it.
All day
Now that
and
I know
night?
The question. Dude,
yeah,
the Night King's
that's
dead.
That's more or less the question.
He's Spoiler dead. Alert. Spoiler alert.
We should have watched the show, Shay.
He just yelled about ruining things, you guys. I'm fucking sorry for that. We didn't catch him beforehand.
Dude, I'll edit it. I will edit it, okay?
Don't fucking edit a damn thing.
Okay, no, that brings me up. There's a difference between me ruining the Mortal Kombat story that came out not 72 hours ago.
Why are you trying to defend this?
Because there's a subtle difference. There is a very subtle
You're very passionate about this. Yeah, because I asked you a miscellaneous question to get a thorough answer. All right,
ask the wrong guy.
I asked the wrong guy. Apparently,
this is gonna be another 20 minutes before I get.
Oh yeah, no, I'm enjoying this.
Yeah, Jess,
get on the fucking mic.
Jess was muted. There you go. She should be on there.
Unmute her right now.
Yeah, let me get the screen on there. You don't want to spit on the shit like Chris.
Bravo.
Yeah, bravo.
What are we talking about? With the
we're bringing on Jess, you guys. He's not gonna introduce her, but she's a fucking goddess.
She's fine.
Bye. Hi.
This mic, speak into the mic. She's seen the show. Push she can't talk about the mic.
You ruined a show that's spanned 10 years.
We're going to mute you. Bye.
All right, what Jess, she was saying is.
You know what? It did span 10 years, part. But it should have ended after 6 because they butchered the last one. So if you do sit through the last season, it's ruined for you already.
The all 7th season was
first
good.
First off. The 7th season?
7th season was good.
Was that
it's
the last season?
It's worth watching. No, the 8th season.
Okay, then the 8th season. Whatever the last season is.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, I haven't watched any season.
Okay. Zero.
That's why I'm free-writing questions. I'm free-writing questions for
I'm liking the free-writing questions because I've never
seen
it. I like
open things. That's what I'm saying. Like, we should like, hit random topics.
I like open things,
topics,
too, London.
Random topics. Random
Chris,
you should hit, like, a hot shot. Like, that's random question, random answer, like, one at a time. Boom, boom, boom.
I'm buying this thing. It's called High Thoughts or something where they just ask.
Yeah.
I'm going to have that for future shows.
Like you said earlier. What did you ask me earlier?
I'm there for that.
It wasn't this, but you're like, does an outfit fit on you?
Like you asked me something. Does an outfit fit on me?
Yeah, you asked me something like that earlier. I said, hit me with a random question. You asked me something. I was like,
I said, our hats those.
Yeah, you said our hats those. The outfits fit on you?
Yeah, I guess.
So I'm saying it's weird. You weren't ready for that.
No,
I like that. It's interesting. Okay. It keeps me on my toes. I'm trying to answer off my head.
But it's good to have questions that actually have answers too. Like the difference for that, Mortal Kombat came out, 2 days ago? 3 days ago?
I think it was two, but yeah.
And when did the 8th season of Game of Thrones come out?
Never seen it.
2 years ago?
2 years ago.
Okay. What's the grace period before I'm allowed to start saying things?
Oh, I think if it's been like 2 years, like you're fine.
Because said earlier that anytime you're not supposed to ruin the show.
Yeah, you faulted your own son.
Jess is right.
Over life lessons of not spoiling.
Okay, yeah, I did. Well, I'm going to edit it, okay? And then I'll come back.
Don't edit it.
I will edit it.
Don't edit it.
And everyone's just going to know from the context that he's dead again.
We're not editing
that. Morning or night?
I don't care.
Morning or
he
night.
Died at night.
He did die at night.
He died at night.
It was a long night.
Although never seen it.
During the long winter, it's always night.
So I'm asking questions on things I've never seen.
We like stirring the pot for shit we don't fucking
but
know.
But I'm saying,
here, I thought.
I will say that it is wrong to do that. But stirring 2 years is different than
stirring
2 days.
The pot.
Yeah.
We're stirring the pot.
Thanks for stopping on, Jess.
Jess, literally, I wanted nothing more than for you to be here.
Garbage.
See, Shay talked over me, and then we introduced you, and I talked over you. So like now I'm just like, we're like, we're going down the
line. Oh, yeah.
Now it's your turn. Now it's your turn.
Yeah. You have to speak into the mic.
No, you're not here
from
the background because you hopped off the recliner into the mic.
Oh, yeah. That's because she saw a chance to put me down or say something I was wrong. Chris is wrong. Here we go.
You did fuck up.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Well,
Chris, for what it's worth, she's getting brought up
so I can play
off you going down.
Every hour of
correct.
My life.
Which does support his earlier claim that there is a correlation.
Right.
Yeah.
As long as Jess
despair.
Is going up, Chris is going down.
Right.
So like, if Chris is still sinking, which it looks like, Jess is on the podcast.
All right.
Perfect.
That was good. Okay, that's why he's on. I enjoy a good show even if it's at my own expense, and I shouldn't have said that, so I was definitely incorrect in doing that. That being said, I could edit that. You can never edit Sons of Anarchy.
He corrected his
edit.
Wrong and then
Sons
went against
of
it.
Wait, I just bagged on Chris right there, but I had to bag on Jess.
Please do. Let's turn this up. Okay.
Let's not.
Please. You ruined Sons of Anarchy for Chris?
Yeah. It was garbage anyways.
What? I
first
never watched
all,
it and everybody says it's great.
No, no. Don't even waste your time. If you're going to watch a show, Game of Thrones should be it.
No, I've never watched it.
Why?
I'm on my
fifth rewatch.
I saw everybody flip out or like the ending or something. They're like, "Oh, dude, it's not the
last season is worth watching. It's worth watching."
So you go through 500 episodes to get vaulted at the end.
And you know what? For somebody who did watch it,
overall, it's worth it.
I watched from like the fourth season on when it was on TV. So it took me a while to get into it, but once I did, I was into it. Then I had to wait 2 years for the last season to suck.
See, and I didn't.
Yeah, well, it was stupid. It was disappointing. And they got everything wrong, I think. The battle scenes were rushed. You guys don't know, so I'm talking
to
you.
Okay, there was one really good
The way a conversation works, especially one being recorded,
I was thinking.
And it's give and take. So when I speak to you, you speak back. It's this whole new thought.
I was
it's crazy,
thinking,
man.
I was thinking... The Long Night.
Yeah.
That's
please
the
go
battle.
On. Yeah.
That was a good episode in season 8.
Yeah, that was the only one.
Okay.
You just
well,
snored like a mountain lion right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I was snoring at her story.
Snoring
I wish
like
you would have said it closer
lion?
To the mic.
Snorting.
Mountain lion
yeah,
snort.
It sounded aggressive. Like,
okay.
If he like saw you from a distance, that would Chris, that's what Chris sounded like.
That's how
very
I hit
primal.
On her. And she
very
liked
primal.
It.
Yes.
Oh, see, I see the buildup now. Keep going. Keep going.
She's
keep,
like, oh, he looks like he's
growl. Give me a growl, Chris. Give me a growl.
Ooh, oh yeah. Oh yeah, no, that was
yeah,
it.
See, it
that
worked.
Was it.
That was good. Yeah, he's really good at that.
That was pretty good.
That
actually.
Is good.
That was
I'm
it.
Very impressed.
I should Chris, some VO Wildcats.
Never heard
I've
that.
Listened to shitloads of screamo music where they sound like they're throwing up when they're singing and yeah. I can't hear shit and like animals the whole nine.
Wow.
If you put me on the spot,
right
I'd be
there.
Like, but you were just like, bah! Like, you just like let it rip.
Thank you.
One more time.
Honestly, freestyle for us.
Growl,
Chris,
please do not compliment me around her. She's
stop.
Getting
she doesn't
stop.
Like
no,
it.
No, no, Chris, Chris. Nice, nice. Oh, Chris.
Yeah, the first one.
Honestly,
better.
That was it, though. That was
I
good.
I don't remember. I'm trying to do, like, the Panther one.
Wait,
yeah,
Chris,
you
why'd you tell
Panther.
Us to stop? We were thriving off Jess
no,
bringing you down to bring
yeah,
her up. Let's
that's
bring her
true.
Down and bring you up.
No, no.
What brings
this
Jess down?
Stasis.
What brings Jess down?
His
my joy.
Joy.
So, yeah, it's a circle.
Chris, this podcast is amazing. You're beautiful. You
oh,
deserve
wow.
everything in the world.
I
hope
wow.
you're sinking. Throw an anchor in the water right now.
Don't worry.
At least I'll hold you in place.
Honestly, Jess, I would jump in to save you yeah. in any
shy.
Fucking moment. At
Chris,
any
we're
going to
stay on the boat. We'll just let him drown. Pull the anchor up. We're moving
we're not
on.
Gonna drown.
We're definitely not going to drown. We could probably don't. Swim better than them.
Right.
You got it. Wow,
I
what
bet.
A sick burn, man. I bet I can swim better than you. Sweet, man.
Like I'm ever
put
in
us in the
water.
Pool. Honestly, mermaids all the way. You know what I mean?
Oh, for sure.
We got this.
All right.
Don't be upset. Don't be hurt about it.
I'm not hurt.
Don't be
I
hurt about
great,
it.
Maybe I ruined a show, but I have a great growl. So, you know, you take the wins and the losses.
You could never ruin
come.
A show, Chris. Ever.
I beg to differ. I literally ruined the first take of the show because I didn't record it. So,
honestly, the second take was much better anyways.
Yeah, it usually is. You had to...
Jess, are you kidding me right now?
Jess.
Are you kidding me? You better put that shit
Jess,
right the fuck back on.
Jess, put your freaking
on.
Headphones
I will,
back
I don't want to be Bukkake!
Can you do a...
Liam heard you say that and started screaming it, by the way.
I don't want to be Bukkake!
There we go.
That's fantastic.
That's London's, Mortal Kombat
yeah,
like character.
Tekken. Yeah,
I'm more of
back.
A Tekken guy.
Yeah, me
Tekken.
Too, dude. You roll with Law, dude. Law can hit you like the backflip kick. You fuck
yeah.
it up all day.
I'm more
I
of
never
a,
played
that
Tekken.
I liked...
No, me neither. I agree.
Jin.
Yeah. I always think...
Eddie
like,
was all right. Paul.
I was going to say, I always think... my boys always tell me I look like
Paul is American.
You put your hair
yeah.
up, you got like the
you
biker
could.
Jacket. Like,
you could, yeah.
Wait. Hold on. I'm going to take my headset off real quick.
Oh, wow.
Dude, you Paul is, dude.
Yeah.
Put
this
on. This
is great for video. Shay, take a picture for so we can put it on. So I can put it on my thing.
Look, that's Paul right there.
Who hid my Paul's a character on Tekken?
Let me see.
Yeah, Paul's the American one.
Yeah, he is. He's a biker boy.
Yeah, let's
baby.
Get the Paul look.
What do you think? You put it side
Paul.
By side.
Yeah.
That's fucking perfect, you guys.
Paul?
Very Paul.
Like yeah.
That's literally perfect.
Don't try me in Tekken.
Paul. What was the king?
Like I'm
the
a real life character and a virtual one.
Tekken,
go ahead.
Tekken 3 was the best of the Tekken.
Wait stuff. For the photo, you know?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
King,
no, they don't
dude,
have
King,
an option.
King was like half cheetah, dude. He
oh,
had like a cheetah head,
that, yeah.
dude. King
like
had
a
cheetah head. That was pretty impressive.
He
no
was
idea.
Like the Mexican luchador.
Don't know what they're talking about, but trying to enjoy the conversation.
Correct.
Sorry.
We're trying
yeah,
to
whatever.
Be a part
we're
of
dorks.
It.
We're
listening.
Honestly, we're listening
talk
like everybody
about
else.
Whatever you want all the time.
Yeah,
you're
that's
right.
what I was actually
welcome
thinking.
Welcome to the Shay
Jess.
Show. Sorry
perfect.
For fucking talking.
No. Welcome to the Shay Jess Show. You
okay,
know?
We'll do that.
I like that
it's
one.
It's Jess Shay.
Yeah, it's Jess Shay. That's why we keep him around, you guys, because that was pretty brilliant.
You are pretty
Quick-witted. Bad puns later.
We've been waiting.
And I did it within like a decent time frame.
We're proud of you for that. No editing needed.
I know.
We're proud of you for that.
I'm not going to edit a goddamn thing because I stick to everything I do.
So close.
I'm not going to edit one thing. The only time I edit things is when it would get somebody else in trouble. At my expense. I'll say what I want. Maybe I'm a hypocrite about not ruining things. Yeah, I'm an asshole for ruining it.
I'm an asshole for half.
You should never do it. What I did was wrong.
I look just like Paul.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me see.
That looks like Jump Paul.
Jump Paul?
Oh, yeah. No, 100%.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Did you guys just high five and didn't make it?
We missed.
Did you guys high five and didn't fucking make it?
She is the worst high fiver.
Yes. That's literally perfect.
You see the biker jacket? Look, he's in. He's ready to serve him up. Are you hungry? Come ready for a knuckle sandwich. You know what I mean?
Honestly, I'm in love.
London.
It's perfect.
Let me ask you this. If we were, say, we were just sitting here, or if we were sitting around a fire or something.
We are sitting here.
Yeah. Okay. It's not a hard hypothetical.
Sorry.
Okay? Just be.
In the moment.
Somebody handed you, or someone gave you a lighter, and they needed you to throw it back to them.
Yeah.
In any world, would you throw it overhand to them? Unless they were 40 feet away. If they were sitting where Shay is from me, would you throw overhand, ever?
I'm only throwing overhand if you're 10 feet plus.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm only throwing anything, my phone, lighter, any valuable ever, because a lighter can be valuable if you need it. Anything, I have to trust that you can catch it.
Yeah.
It can be over 10 feet, I'm still going underhand, because at least you can look at it for a second. Like,
I just want to say, I'm not throwing it back. It's going directly in my pocket.
Not that I
steal lighters.
Because we were at her friend's house the other day, and somebody needed the lighter that I'm sure she stole. They needed it back.
Unbelievable.
And she just tosses it like it's Randy Johnson overhand.
A throwing knife?
Yeah. Well,
I'm
it was
not
a lighter.
Good at tossing. I have a better chance overhand.
It was probably a really good toss.
I think it was.
I was there. It was not. It was.
I can envision it.
It was 4 feet away, and it was 2 feet short.
He caught it.
Unless you were Brett Favre
in
high school.
And that's what counts,
Jess. I don't want the overhand
that's
throw.
That's what counts.
Because Brett Favre could throw right into my Levi jeans.
Especially when you're throwing like a purple lighter against a dark sky.
It wasn't fucking purple.
Okay, what color was it?
Probably yellow.
Probably yellow. It was probably whatever color I can think of the brightest. I think it illuminated too.
It doesn't matter.
I think it was plugged into the wall and had a light fixture.
He's passionate about this.
100%.
He can't lose on
this. You gotta.
He needs to make sure that he's right.
You don't throw overhand clues.
Absolutely not. Not on his podcast. You think we should have his back?
No, I was wrong about
it. So we're fucking.
I'm gonna mute both of you fucks.
Honestly, this is what I'm thinking.
I can lose an argument if I'm wrong. I was wrong
that
about spoiling
no,
movies.
No, Chris, not you.
He's
I'm
okay
not wrong about
Chris, not you.
The lighter.
It's like your house, your
you
rules, your podcast, your rules.
No,
if you want to mute me, I'll be silent.
If you fucking mute me, I'm going to be mad. That's all
he
I'm saying.
You've been muted for 20 minutes. People forgot you were on the show.
That's what I figured. Fuck, I knew it.
Yeah.
Shape
Chris, good move. Good move.
It was too mean to say. It was very good.
Honestly, I pictured myself being muted 25 minutes ago.
And it was very good.
Yeah, muted me like my father did. That's fucking fantastic. Cut me right out. Cut me right out.
Sorry. Like
straight out the wheel.
Never mind. It's almost Shay's birthday, everybody. So say happy birthday if you see Shay this week.
Happy birthday, Shay.
Everybody say happy birthday to my father and let him know that I'm still fucking alive.
Oh, it's probably going to be a big day for him.
Are you alive?
No. I'm dead, barely. But I'm alive.
Don't let him
know
then. Don't let him know because she's not here.
You should probably charge your phone because I'm sure he'll be blowing you up all day.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. His number saves and everything. I'm going to know exactly who it is. You know what I mean? Are we sad, you guys? We're never sad.
I'll still get you some fireball.
Sad boy for life.
He said he has to give me fireball because he only got fucking two.
I know. How long?
I like to ask people before they've done this.
Oh, I think that this has only been like 5 minutes. This is the best fucking time I've ever had. Honestly, I feel like this has been way too short, and you've already said you wanted to stop like twice.
I didn't
say
I want to stop.
And I've been fucking mad every time.
I'm not. Sad. As long as
if this podcast turns out 6 hours long, it's still too fucking short.
It's a lot longer than you think.
I like just this whole setup. I have all this shit, and this is the only thing that's plugged in. Like how efficient that is.
I want to be fucking plugged into you.
I'll give you the crown.
Tell me my fucking my mic is muted now.
Bust out the extension cord. Yeah.
Turn me all the way up. You know?
Do it.
You know?
I got you, Shay.
It's already there. You've already turned me
I feel like we
up. you know?
Yeah, no, go on.
Wait, I have a TED Talk for you guys.
Seriously. Oh, wow.
I have a TED Talk.
Oh, no, I like it. Go ahead.
It just hit me out of like.
No, tell me.
You don't know what it's about.
No, it is random.
And yet like, I'm excited as fuck.
If we could just like hop out and be like, yo, you ever did this? Like, I got something random for you. I think it's important. It's not important, I would say.
Chris probably has an opinion about it.
So. Oh, yeah. No, 100%. Yeah,
sure. I would love 100%. To hear Chris's opinion on my TED Talk right now.
Okay.
Okay, you ready for the topic of my TED Talk?
I'm fucking ready. Yeah. Speak. Yes. Talk to us.
It's DMX.
Aw, your TED shit. Talk on DMX? Fucking
yeah.
R.I.P., y'all.
Yeah, it's a legend.
R.I.P.
I feel like a lot of people don't know this. That's why I had to, like, get this out there. Because, like, I dove down the wormhole and, like, looking up his life, his history, yeah. his childhood, like, all this stuff. And, like, it's super interesting to me. And, like, everybody's always like, cuz, DMX is a crackhead. I'm like, nah, like, he's a lot more than, like, that.
He was.
He was. Yeah no, for
sure. There's a lot of crackheads.
Even the one day in the barbershop, I brought up to my boy and I said that. I was like, everybody says, like, he's a crackhead. My one buddy, he was like, bro, DMX was the crackhead. I'm like, you're right. Okay, I can respect that.
If you put the before any drug I do, I'm fucking happy.
That is true. If you're going to be whatever, you should be the best.
You're right. Yeah. He was the crackhead.
Yeah, you are completely right. There's not one person that doesn't know his name.
No, right. And I never did crack, but if I did crack, I'm sure DMX would be like,
with him.
Jesus.
Yeah, I'm doing it with him.
What is DMX's real name? Darius.
It's Earl Simmons.
You're exactly fucking right.
It's Earl Simmons. Welcome to my TED Talk, Jess. Thanks for having your friend.
It's Earl Simmons.
That was great. First, I didn't know
what you were talking about. I'm telling you, I'm trying to let this shit go. I'll tell you some shit. It's interesting, for real. Okay,
yeah. How old was he?
He was 50.
And how many kids did he have?
He doesn't.
The last
that.
Interview I watched was eight.
Eight?
Yeah.
Eight
it
kids.
It
went up to like 11.
Okay.
He has like
11-ish.
Stop.
Eight's a high bet, though. Not many people said eight.
Antonio Cromartie's like, hold my beer.
That boy got a bunch of kids.
Jess loves the old Charger defensive back references.
No idea who that is.
Him and Eric Weddle held down the secondary in San Diego for decades. All right, Jess.
If you're focused on the Chargers, you got to get
it'll never
LT.
Be like Air Coryell's offense in the 70s with Kellen Winslow.
Anyway.
Wrong audience. I'm hoping people who listen get the reference.
Yeah, no, we got it, Chris. No, that was a good fucking one.
Yeah. You like Kellen Winslow? You think he's one of the best tight ends?
Wait.
He's one of the best tight ends.
Just
no
check
doubt.
Me on my DMX knowledge. So let me check her back.
No.
What is the first crime that DMX ever got arrested for that he went to jail for?
Theft.
I was about to say armed robbery.
Car.
No.
Armed robbery.
It wasn't.
Child support.
It wasn't.
Child fuck yeah.
Child support's a good.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, okay.
DMX, okay, wait. Just, like, back it up a step. DMX, his mother was a fucking Jehovah's Witness.
I was going to say whore, but go ahead.
Okay, she was a whore. That
I was fucking right.
You were right.
Stop pigeonholing people.
No, she was
my
right.
Bad.
She was
my
right.
Bad.
Man, you just assume things.
But did you hear him say that I was right?
No, she's right.
I hear that a lot.
But, like, the thing that's weird about the narrative is, like, her whole argument always was, like, she was a Jehovah's Witness. So, like, she wouldn't take settlement money for him because, like, she like there's no father, there was no nothing like that. So she wouldn't take settlement money. On top of being a Jehovah's Witness, like, in the church, was a hoe.
Thank you.
She
thank
puts
you
a
again.
Hoe in Jehovah's.
Jehovah.
Yeah, she puts a hoe in Jehovah's.
Yeah.
Nice, Chris. That was slick. I like that.
Oh, my God. You don't take enough fucking credit.
Yeah,
that was
bro,
good.
It's about
good.
Time.
That
I
was
should start my own show
good.
And have people come on to laugh at me.
Yeah.
To feed my narcissism. That's what I should start
so
doing.
So good. No, go ahead. Continue, London. Yeah, we want to know more. Yeah. She's a whore. Go ahead.
Not too much longer because I need to talk.
And Earl Simmons, a.k.a. DMX,
right.
Never met his father.
Okay.
So his mom was a whore, is a Jehovah's Witness who wouldn't take money to feed him, which you would think was more important.
Yeah.
Wouldn't do that. So she'd bring guys home all the time and, like, would beat the shit out of him and, like, act like they were his father. Sorry about the stutter.
Okay.
And, like, so just at 12, he would start, like, roaming the streets, and he found that, like, if he dug through dumpsters, he could find scraps of raw food and, like, feed them to, like, the stray hood dogs. And he always said that, like, even if it was, like, a dog that would, like, bite me or it was aggressive, if I could outlast him for 45 minutes, like, they would trust me because he never had, like, family, friends, like, nothing. Like, I'm telling you.
Is that why he has a dog barking and everything?
Yeah,
he speaks.
Okay,
that makes sense.
Is that serious?
That's
that
the point. That's
sense.
The point.
Question.
Wait, no, for real. Wait.
That makes
that's
sense.
That's the point of my TED Talk, which I think is like so interesting because like I love this so much. So, I asked you like his first crime that he got arrested for. Like he went to jail.
Right.
So he would walk around like feed the dogs, and like the dogs were like his kin because like he didn't have friends, family, like nothing like that.
His
when he was
dogs.
15. walking with the dogs. He was tired of like this dude around him that owned a junkyard who wouldn't feed his dog and like beat the shit out of it. No. And DMX hopped the chain and cut the fucking rope and took the dog, and the dude turned him in, and he went to jail for stealing a dog.
Okay,
and
so theft was right.
Theft was right.
Yeah, I said theft was right.
Altruistic theft.
But wait, my whole thing with DMX, because everybody knows, like, his music and the bark and, like, all this shit. Like, I'm going to get this tattooed on me. Like, DMX always said that, like, he didn't identify with anybody as a person, and he was a stray dog. So, like, when he went into the streets, and, like, these dogs were just, like, aimless, like, no family, no friends, no food, like, nothing like that. He never identified with anything other than a stray dog. So, like, you can look up, like, his first interview like on MTV. Yeah. It's with Method Man and LL Cool J, and they're like, spit me a freestyle, and he's like, oh man, I can't do this because like I cuss, and she's like, no, we can edit it, and he's like, and just starts like going in. I'm like, yeah, that's my fucking boy. Like, people are like, wow, he really thought he was a dog. Like, I talk about him in the barbershop all the time. Like, he really thought he was a dog. I'm
he
like,
kind of
yeah,
looks like a dog.
DMX stands for Dog Man X. Like, everybody thinks it stands for like Dark Man X. It's Dog Man X.
No, it's not.
He's fucking spitting facts right now.
About
look,
DMX.
I dove down the wormhole. I read interviews. I read lyrics. I read fucking everything.
In Step Brothers, when the dad's like, I just wanted to be a dinosaur. And they're like, how is that a skill?
And DMX turned into a legacy, bro, of a dog.
Yeah, he's a thoroughbred, man.
Everybody looks at, like, the hood dog in the alleyway and is like, what the fuck is that motherfucker doing? DMX. And DMX made billions, baby. Yeah. That's the Rough Riders anthem right there. Yeah.
Fucking that preach. That's the fucking truth.
What a TED talk.
Yeah. A eulogy to the late, great DMX. Yeah. Wow.
That was fucking nice.
Look into it. It's worth
it. That's why we need to record some of this. That would have been a great YouTube clip right there. Come on, Jess. Do one thing.
What the fuck? Jess, you do a lot of fucking things.
Thank you.
Jess has nothing to do with it.
Wait, I think this is interesting too. Like, we can all commend this, like, no matter what your beliefs is. I thought this was important to me. Like, it hit me, like, strong. DMX said, like, when they interviewed him, like, while he was in jail and, like, while he was sober, like, again, like, I looked into all this shit, like, thoroughly. He always said, like, people would, like, ask him and be like, what do you think about this? And, like, what do you think about that? And, like, they asked him why he moved from the hood, New York, to Arizona. And he was like, the first time I went to Arizona, it was 5 a.m. And I pulled over on the side of the road, and I looked at the sunset for the first time in my life. And I was like, you know what? I think this is God's country. And, like, the guy that interviewed him was like, why do you think this is God's country? And he was like, because I met the devil. And, like, the guy's like, all right, DMX, who's the devil? And he's like, no, nobody's the devil. Nothing like that. And he's like, why? And he's like, because nobody has, like, the power or anything to be the devil. The devil acts through actions and things like that. Like, actions, people, anything, like, he may come across. But no one man can be the devil. And as hard as my life has been with all my trials and tribulations, the things that I've been through, the only way that I know the devil's real is because I never would have made it through, like, my obstacles without God. And, like, DMX was, like,
or
so spiritual.
Dogs.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
Or the dog.
That's
or
his
the
only
dogs.
Thing.
God is his dog spelled backwards. So just keep that in mind.
Yeah, that's dope. I never thought of that. Look at this.
Y'all are
Chris
fucking dropping
himself. Wisdom. You're so good at that.
I did a lot of DMX prep going into this.
Dude, you just took me on to another level with that one.
That was fucking wise, man.
Yeah, that was wise.
That was fucking wise.
Super, super smart.
This is why you. This
God is
why you
dog
have
backwards, so wise.
Honestly, that was fucking good, though. You guys just fed off of each other, and I really enjoyed it.
Thank you. That was actually interesting. So
that's gonna be my fucking ringtone. You know what I mean? Just that clip right there.
Perfect. Yeah.
Sorry for this, like, general of a TED talk, but, like, again, like, once I dove into it, I thought, like, all that was interesting, because, like, if you can, like, get, like, the aspects of, like, what, like, brought him up,
yeah,
you can get into, like, the music and shit like that more. Like, even, like, in that same interview when he was talking about that, like, God's country and the devil and all this stuff, he's like, I'm not gonna lie. He's like, I tried to release a gospel song on each one of my albums. My record wouldn't approve it. He's like, the first one they approved was Lord Give Me a Sign, and, like, everybody knows that song. Like, you hear shit, and you're like, damn, this shit's taking me to church.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
So what? He's a crackhead. That motherfucker took you to church. Yeah. Bet me.
Honestly,
on
how
it.
Many people knew that he was a fucking crackhead before he died from overdose?
A lot of people.
Did a lot of people know that?
I did not know that.
He's very apparent.
I did actually not even know that.
He's a pillar in the crack community.
Many a drug
for sure.
problem.
Yeah, it's very apparent.
I knew that he had a drug problem. I mean, it's just kind of like a given whenever you're fucking famous. No offense.
No, but think about
but
that.
But honestly, I did not know that he was just a full-blown crackhead.
Okay, crackhead.
Yeah.
Back into my TED Talk, like, the thing that gets on that, though, is that, like, okay, so, like, he never had, like, no family, no father, no, like, no friends, nothing like that. So, like, he, like, bred, like, the dog. No, I get it.
She doesn't have friends.
Okay. I have no fucking friends, you guys.
But he never had, like, no father or anything. Like, the only person, like, he ever, like, looked up to, like, looked at as a father is the person in the rap studio, like, in his neighborhood. And the dude that owned the rap studio told him he couldn't be a rapper unless he smoked blunts. So when he was 13, the dude that owned the rap studio would give him crack blunts, and he would smoke them all the time. Yes, and he thoroughly talked about the fact that, like, he thought it was just, like, weed, and, like, not that even he was with the weed. Like, and he was smoking crack blunts, and like that's the only person he ever looked up to because he never had like a mom, dad, friends. He had dogs.
So he probably thought it was okay.
So are we saying I should move to fucking crack now? Like, what's the deal?
No.
Sure.
That's what I'm reading to.
That's what I heard.
But like he thoroughly talked about how like he's like I was a kid like the only person I ever looked up to in my life was you was and you like fed drugs. Me the shit and then you're fucking 50 years old and you overdose on that shit like you already have the fame you built yourself like out of the gutter mm-hmm. but you can't deal with like the trauma and like mm-hmm. the previous beginnings like what happened like some dude who's like your father is the first person that fed you crack like dude how can you be like famous like off all this shit and everybody's like even if, like I feel like if I was famous off that shit and like I was 50 and somebody's like you're a crackhead. I'd be like, damn, why the fuck are people saying this shit to me? Like, I thought I got past that. Like, what the fuck is this? Like,
people just like putting other people down all the time.
That's if people get off that shit,
if anybody with any kind of success, people
enjoy that even without that, like, success. People right. do yeah. enjoy making themselves feel better.
It's like
and
a
higher.
Schadenfreude where you feel better because you make them feel worse. Not that I know anybody like that, Jess. But stop. Some people, no, you're not. She's not actually like that.
She's not like that.
Really not.
Not all the time.
Honestly, I'm obsessed with Jess. So, like, she's a fucking amazing person. Thank
you. Could call that your show, too. Obsessed.
No, we won't do that.
Okay, yeah, you probably
will. We'll call it something better.
Yeah, way better than that. That
call
wasn't one of his
not
best
this
ones.
Show. Oh, wow.
Wasn't his best one.
All right, I'm how sorry. Long do you think we've been on?
I'm still saying 5 minutes. Time fucking paused.
It's going to check my phone, but it's almost coming up on like 2.5 hours.
It's 1 hour.
Wrong.
Right now.
Okay, well,
it's been an hour.
It's been
a fucking hour.
I lied. I can't count.
I better be able to fucking listen back to the 16,000 times in a row for an hour long.
I'm gonna upload it.
I will have to upload it.
Deezer.
Yeah, I'm on Deezer. I'm thank you for bringing that up.
Very welcome.
Wow, I'm on.
And this is why we have her.
And everybody, yeah, she should. What else are we available on, Jess? This is your time to shine.
Facebook, Spotify,
yes,
and Instagram.
Oh yeah, but those aren't all. Okay.
iTunes.
So yeah. Okay. Yes. Let me do this.
All right.
Please, I think Jess did really
everybody, thank
good
you
though.
For listening.
So
tell your friends. We are available on iTunes. We're available on Spotify. We're available on Google Podcasts. Yep. We're available on Deezer. We're available on FM.com, I believe now.
Follow the shit.
And maybe one others. We'll put all the links in our pictures that I put on.
Along with London's links.
Yes, all London's links. Yep. Shay doesn't really do much of anything, so she doesn't have anything
to plug.
And
I have nothing going on.
I have absolutely nothing going
on.
Oh,
her OnlyFans will be up soon.
Oh, perfect. So we'll link that down below.
Thank you guys for doing that for me. If you guys can
actually,
subscribe,
I hope to
have
them both on again. Thank you for
100%.
Coming on.
Oh,
made
I'm
it
here.
Very enjoyable.
Here for the
Jess,
long run. You guys
you
are welcome.
For stopping on and
anytime.
Adding your
tell
input.
Me she doesn't
anytime.
Have an amazing voice.
She has an amazing voice.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No. Thank you.
All right. Let me find
send
my son.
Send us out with a good sound.
I am. I'm looking for him.
What?
That's the wrong
not
one.
Not that one.
Okay. Honestly, I think our voice is the ending
there
sound.
There we go. No, this. Here we go. Ready, Liam?
Thanks for listening.
Yeah. Yeah.